This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock and every other Sunday to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. You could also go on to our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. I've had a couple questions on there today, some different posts, and on the post that we talked about, what do you have for questions? And we've answered Diane's questions. She was looking for small trees less than 20 feet in height for shady slope. And I had a couple thoughts there. You could use a heritage river birch is a really good one. It will create some shade. Disease-resistant and pest-prone. Also asked about the repairing of the lawn with salt damage, fixing that. And then we have another one coming up right after the phone calls that we have here. So we're going to go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, first of all, thank you so much for taking my call. I have a Hindu rope plant and a piece broke off a long stem. How can I repot it, or should I just throw it out?
I couldn't hear the type of plant it was.
It was a Hindu. It looks like a Hindu, I think, a Hindu rope plant.
Okay. Now, how much of it has fallen off?
Maybe about a 12-inch piece fell off.
And how long ago did it fall off?
Maybe Friday or Saturday. It was either yesterday or Friday.
Okay. Now, you could actually recut it and put it into some soil and try to actually get it to come back for you. You would need to get a fresh cut on it and get it into soil right away. Use something along the lines of a root stimulator. They have a rooting powder that they have out there that you could purchase to put on the bottom of it when you put it in the soil. The other thing you can do is you could put it in water, just water at this point, to try and give it a fresh cut, put it in water, allow the plant to reabsorb some water so it gets rid of some of that shock that you just had when it fell off. Clean off some of the leaves that are be close to the water. You don't want the leaves to sit in water. It can create rot for the rest of the plants. So you want to make sure that what's in the soil is just what's in the water, I mean, is just the stem, not the leaves. Okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes what it'll actually start to do over time is it'll start to show roots on the bottom. Then you could plant it into a planter, a different size to get a new one coming out.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. You too. But the key to all of it when you are going to try to propagate it is the root stimulator or a root hormone. Putting that, it's just going to give it an extra chance to get roots for you.
But I should put it in water first.
You could put it in water first, especially, you know, just to help it reabsorb some different, just to reabsorb the water so it gets a little bit stronger.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you again. Yeah, thank you again.
No problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Buddy.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary Louise is in Cape Cod.
Mary Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I was wondering how your mom is doing, and I'm also calling to get your advice on planting two hardy evergreens on a sloping hill in front of a church to put Christmas lights on. Unfortunately, it faces north, and there's a lot of wind up there. So do you have any good ideas?
Okay. So, first off, my mom is doing well. She's got a lot of love and support around her, taking care of her. We all make sure that she's taken care of on a daily and weekly basis.
That's good.
So she is doing well. So thank you for asking.
Yep.
She's doing what she can, just like the rest of us.
Yep. And she's got her little dogs, too, right?
Yeah, the little dogs take care of her and keep her going. I know they're... They make sure she has to get out of bed to get them outside, etc., and they keep her going when we can't, so it's perfect.
Good.
Now, as far as your question in regards to an evergreen that you would want to put some lights on, but it's on a slope, etc.
Yep.
Now, does it have any shade in that area, too?
Pretty much no.
Pretty much no, so it's all full?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can use a bunch of different... shrubs, you know, do you want them to get big? Do you want them to, you know, stay moderate?
I'd like them to be moderate, because if they're too big, they'll be too hard to decorate with lights.
Yeah, so you want to almost keep them at that Christmas tree height all the time, almost.
Yeah, maybe, you know, 10 to 12 feet. It's quite a sloping hill up high. You're looking up at it, and the church is very large behind it.
Okay, so some of the ones you can do, I like it. What's called a Fat Albert spruce.
Okay.
It's a blue spruce. It's kind of shaped like Fat Albert. It's got that wide bot, you know, wide stomach area, if you will, but
yep.
Then it comes to a point. Those usually get about 10 to 15 feet tall eventually. They should stay a little bit smaller. My father had bought one, I want to say like 15, 20 years ago, and put it at the house. And we had put it in an area because we were trying to make a nice little island in the lawn so we could put a flagpole up, but not have a tree that gets so big.
Yeah.
And so this tree now, like I said, I think it's about 20 years. I want to say it's a little bit more than that. I think I was still in high school, so 20 years ago or some. So... that was put in, meant to get 8 to 10 feet tall. We probably got a Fat Albert that was crossed with another type of blue spruce, because ours is 15 to 18 feet tall. It's almost the size of the flagpole. So it's kind of done that. But I know that a Fat Albert loves to be smaller. And, you know, 6 to 8, 8 to 10 would be in that range that you're looking for. It's got that really nice blue color to it as well. So
yeah.
It'll be appealing during the season, not just with the lights on it at the, you know, at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You could try some upright evergreens, so like a Mountbatten juniper, because that'll get a little bit wider on the base of it. It's an upright, but, you know, the thing that's not going to be fun is most people with junipers will get a rash from it when they're using it. So that might not be a good idea. That Fat Albert spruce, it is a blue spruce, but it's not as sharp as a regular blue spruce as well. It's a little bit softer.
Yeah.
So so that's why I think it's one of the best for it.
So you think it might eventually get to be 12 feet or so, maybe?
About, yeah. There's also one called a baby blue spruce, that doesn't get, you know, it'll get maybe 15 feet tall over time. But they have some cultivars that stay a little bit smaller. Baby Blue might get actually a little bit too big for what you do, and I think it's 15 to 20. But there are some other varieties that stay small with it. Yeah. But it's a nice, tight color to it, a tight shape to it. So it's got that Christmas tree look as well.
Yeah.
And you could definitely try to do like a balsam fir or a Fraser fir tree to plant in there. You know, over time, they're going to get a little bit bigger, but it's got that, that shape. You can always shear it, make it look good, etc.
Yeah. What about cypress? Is that anything?
Some cypress, depending upon what you're looking for, can get too big.
Yeah.
Or they might be a little bit wispy. They're not going to have that look that you want. You know, that evergreen shape, that Christmas tree shape. You could try the Leland cypress. Leland cypress does better on the Cape than it would do in most of Massachusetts. And that has more of like an arborvitae shape. It'll get wider. So that might be, there are some other, like a Hinoki cypress. Over time, those get some different shapes, some sporadic, some are more compact, so that might not be bad. They'll do well in the sun. There's other ones that even have, like, a color to them, like a yellow cypress. There's some yellow ones, so you can have some different looks to it during the season and not just, you know, later on.
Yeah. Are those spruces susceptible to any insect problems?
I don't see them as susceptible to any insect problems at this point. Just taking care of them, fertilizing regularly, will definitely help them going forward.
Okay. Hey, Patrick, could you sometime in your newsletter write about that hawthorn story, the hawthorn tree?
Yep, we can do that.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We did have a question on the Facebook page asking from Judy, can you recommend shade flowers? Half my garden in sun, half in shade. Never planted on shady side and would like to this year. Now, for some shady products that you can be using, some different plants, etc., you can use heuchera, which is a type of perennial. You can use a stilbe. These are all going to be some perennials for you to be putting in there. The stilbe will have some flowers to it. The Joe pieweed, to get some little height in there. They have a chocolate one that has like a brown brown stem with a nice white color flower to it. Then obviously one of the go-tos in all shady gardens is going to be hosta. Hosta loves the shade. They'll grow crazy to the point where you'll split them and put them all over the place. So those are just a couple that you could be using for different times of the season. So that should help you out with a few. If you're looking for some shrubs, maybe to add some evergreens or for longer term, so they're up during the season, you could use microbiota. You could use, which is like an evergreen cypress type. It's also called Russian carpet cypress. You could use kalmia, which has a nice leaf to it and will actually have a flower that comes underneath the leaf, and it's pretty cool looking. Some different hydrangeas, the Incredible hydrangea and the Annabelle hydrangea will do well in shade. So those are just to name a few. So hopefully that helps out, Judy. And, feel free to either give us a call or ask a question on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/PaulPGardenClub. And we can help you out with that. Our phone number here is 855 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, earlier, Nathan, I got a phone call. It was somebody asking my thoughts on a product called Ivy Dry, which is a temporary relief of pain and itching when it comes to poison ivy. It's a great little product to, you know, help with the irritation and the anti-itching. But the one thing I like to use, there's a couple products out there if you get poison ivy that you should look into. If, you know, you're prone to poison ivy and get it bad, there's a product out there called Zanfel, which is a cream that you rub all over the areas that are affected and wash out, etc. Follow the instructions, but it will actually take away some of that poison ivy and clean off and actually help you have better results. There's also Technu, which is another product out there that will work well, you know, washing the areas and getting the oils off from poison ivy. And they also even have a poison ivy soap out there. I've seen it in a couple different ways. But if you're really into gardening and you look at the products to use, you know, those might be some of them to have on hand. You know, I know some people who get poison ivy really bad, so they always have Zanfel, because they know that that works. You know, they clean up and rub them, you know, rub the areas that are affected, and really helps them work out that way. So, you know, that like I said, that Ivy Dry is a relief spray. It's not a fixer of it, whereas the Zanfel will actually get rid of some of the oils. So that's those are the products I like for the poison ivy, because I know earlier, we had talked about different poison ivies. The gentleman by the name of David, his daughter has a area that has tons of poison ivy, and if you have it, you know, it's hard to get rid of. So definitely take a look at those products if you're you know, prone to getting it, and we can do what we can to help you out. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about another half hour to go. We'll answer some more of your questions and do everything we can to help you out. And in between the week, go to our website at paulparent.com. You can go to our Facebook page, go there, ask questions. We'll do what we can to help you out. Got some new help in arrived to help us out with some of those things with a good friend of ours. So hopefully we can get better off for you guys. So again, 855-660-4261. And 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food, for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From possible hate crime to possible hoax, that's how Chicago police say the focus in the Jussie Smollett investigation has shifted in recent days. Police now say the two men that they arrested Wednesday said they were paid to help the actor stage the attack. Officials releasing the brothers now without charges, though the investigation continues. Former Vice President Joe Biden speaking to world leaders at the Munich Security Conference and criticizing President Trump's immigration policies, but assuring those leaders
that the American people, the ultimate wellspring of power in the United States of America, remain committed to engaging the world with decency and respect.
Meanwhile, quoting sources, Fox News says Biden is almost certain to enter the 2020 race soon, but a date has not been set to make it official. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Now, I had answered some questions from our Facebook page. One of them we just answered was about some shade-tolerant perennials. I just wanted to add a couple others on there. There's the spotted dead needle, which has a nice, really cool purple flower that will take the shade. That's a good one. There's the autumn anemones that do well. And even Jacob's ladder will do well in there. So it's just some other colors for you. So it's not just your typical pinks, whites, purple types. Is going to have some others on there. And, I like the heucheras a lot because of the crazy amount of varieties there are. There's tons of different varieties. There's so many varieties of them. You can get them in all different colored leaves. You know, they're really meant more for their leaves than their flowers. They do have a flower to them. But I will tell you, to me, having colorful leaves like that, I consider almost a flower. You know, some flowering shrubs and perennials, a lot of them will only bloom for a couple weeks. There are a lot of reblooming flowers now. They've come up with a bunch of different ones, but though without those, say you had some things, color foliage is like a flower all season. It's not just 2 weeks and then gone. 2 weeks and then gone. So I like to look at foliage as another type of flower in a garden, because you can get some different ones. Light greens, lime greens, purples, dark purples, light purples, reds. I mean, there are so many different varieties of heuchera. I think it's just a really good one to use, and it likes the shade. So how great is that? Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another 23 and a half minutes to answer anything that you guys would like related to the garden. Can answer some other questions about sports related, hey, but you know, it's a gardening show, so we'll do that the best of our abilities. So, as I've said many times, the newsletter will be back this week. We've just had some technical difficulties. The internet's not working at my mother's house. She's the one who has always put on the newsletter for years and years. My father had written everything. My mom made sure it was put in the right format, etc., and sent out to everybody. And we're just having some issues that have been going on for a little bit of time. And we can't get the computers to run the right way. So this coming Thursday, we should have it back. We have one of our friends of the family, friends of the show, is taking it for us this week to put it back on. And we'll, you know, he's taking over some other things to help us out with our Facebook page to really just answer some of your questions if I can't answer them and help you out with that. But if you want, go to our website at paulparent.com. Click on the newsletter all the way at the bottom to add your name to the list. If you want to ask a question, our email is right there. And if you want to go on Facebook at facebook.com/PaulPGardenClub, you can like us there and get some more information. We're working on some good things for the future online, and hopefully we can get you guys involved in it. I've had a couple different places want to run some contests during the nice season to give out some great product. So, you know, let's see what we can do there. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Randy's in Alabama.
Randy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm calling... I have a concrete front porch, and in front of the porch, and on each side of the porch, I put down rock to keep down weeds and all.
Yep.
And I've had numerous problems with it. So I have a problem with slugs, if you know anything about those. And I was wondering what kind of plant that I might could plant, if you know of any that would like deter them. And that was my question.
Okay, so what you want to stay away from is perennials that have like fleshy-like leaves and fleshy-type stems. Slugs love, they absolutely love hostas. So that's something you don't want to use. Now, if you're looking for some slug-repelling type plants, there are some out there. Is it sunny? Is it shady?
It's usually sunny, like in the morning, because the front's on the east side, and the afternoon, there's not none, you know.
Okay, so about half day, would you say?
Right.
Okay. So, some of the ones you can do, there's some herbs in there that you could be throwing out there. There are some repellent-type plants, like geranium, rosemary, begonias, lavender. Those would be good in those areas to be using as a, you know, repellent type, a plant that doesn't like the slugs. If you want to go with some different types of herbs, they don't like some of that smell to keep it. There's a bunch of mints, lemon balm, etc., thyme, those types of things. But again, they like soft tissue type plants, because it's easier for them to chew. one of the things you can actually do to control them in a natural way is you could actually put out like a cup of, like just a small cup of beer. Like just, a, you know, get a cup that the beer attracts them into it and they absorb it and die. So it's not, you know, it's a natural way to do it. Instead of putting a chemical down, they are chemical repellents out there that you can use. They have, you know, sluggo, that type of thing. If you have some of the plants that aren't, you know, that don't go on there, that aren't on that list, that are slug resistant, if you will, they actually talk about putting copper around the ground, like a, just small pieces of copper around it. Slugs don't like that. So that's one to do, just as a repellent. But so another perennial you could use would be lady's mantle. You could use a stilbe. You could use echinacea. Like I said, the geraniums and heuchera will actually do well in those areas. So, you know, it's also about making sure that the water doesn't sit there, or moist areas. Slugs like the moist area, so that could be just a couple things to look at.
Yeah, leaves blow in there a good bit, and I cleaned the leaves out the other day. You know, I saw on the internet where we like to hide under leaves.
Yep.
I was thinking more along the line of some type of plant, like a rosemary, geranium, or something like that, or maybe a dill. I mean, not a dill, some type of mint.
Yep.
That's what I was thinking, you know, to give it, you know, help a little salsa instead of going with
those. And both of those would definitely work there. The geraniums and the mint would do well, and they're not, slugs don't like to eat them. They're not their favorite, but you just got to look at the conditions as well and make sure some of that water isn't sticking around, or they do like the shady areas to hide underneath it. So that's why you could use some of those repellents. There's, you know, the sluggo is a killer of it.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you one more quick question. Is
sure.
The rock bed itself, would that have anything to do with it? I mean,
I didn't hear what you said.
The rocks that I got down.
No, the rocks don't have anything to do with it.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
So the rocks actually might create more of a heat source, too, when it gets sunny. And so they wouldn't like that as much, but it could be the water that's sitting there. And like you said, the leaves. So the leaves could be covering some of the area, so they're hiding underneath there. The rocks, when they're exposed and the sun hits them, they heat up. And the slugs don't like that. They're kind of a lazy type of insect. They want to be in the shade.
Yeah.
They don't want to be hot. You know, they just kind of like to hide behind things, that type of thing. So,
yeah.
You know, that's why I would, go with, you know, some of those plants that you were talking about and cleaning the area, too.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. I've been overwhelmed with them this year. I mean, like I went out there one night and, I felt like 60 or 75. I mean, they was climbing up the porch and trying to get in the house and all, and I thought, I've got to do something about this. But anyway, you've been a great help to me, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for the phone call, but definitely take a look at, like, a slug killer out there to put down in the area. My father, when I was a kid, always talk about how if we had slugs, he'd just take like a half of a, like take like a Dixie cup and put a little beer in it, and the beer would attract them and they would die that way. You could also use some other different repellents. Sluggo is one of them that I know off the top of my head that would do well for you.
Now, it wouldn't be a good idea, excuse me, to use sluggo or something like that, a repellent and plants too, though, right?
You can use it around it. The sluggo has like...
Yeah,
don't do, you know, don't get it on top of it, that type of thing. You put it around it. You could also use something that's natural, like diatomaceous earth. What happens is it's sharp little pieces that will get onto the slug and cut them up and kill them that way. So, you know, you're looking for them to go over something and it's sharp and they don't like it and they kind of stay away from it and it'll kill them as well.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go. I was at work, and I was listening to your program. I thought, I'm going to give this guy a call, you know, and see. Hey, I appreciate it, and you've been a lot of help. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks for the phone call, and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody else on the line? It's all good.
Yes,
we can,
sir.
We do.
Margo in Michigan.
Margo, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm glad you finally got to me. I just have one question about a rhododendron.
Okay.
It was about 12 feet tall, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And a friend of mine, I don't know if he was a friend exactly, but he cut this thing, my rhododendron, in half. It hasn't bloomed since. And I was just wondering if there was anything that I could do to help this bloom. When it was tall, all the blooms were on the old growth.
Okay.
And it was just beautiful. It was like a deep pink, almost an orchid.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Baron Carter Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And during the break, I did speak with Margo about her rhododendron. We had some things we could talk about. Just I wanted to make sure she had the answer for her. And we talked about using superphosphate on her rhododendron, getting some fertilizer in there, and using maybe some protolyzer to help get those microbes going and work and make it a stronger, better rhododendron. Even an older rhododendron will need it to help take it and make it stronger. So definitely look at that. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael in New Hampshire.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I had a question about a garden, a vegetable garden.
Okay.
Every time I plow up the garden with the row tiller, I seem to have crabgrass growing all over, and I just wonder how to get rid of it.
Okay. It's in a veggie garden, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So there, it's hard to get rid of it once it's growing in a vegetable garden because you don't want to use, you know, chemicals. You don't want to use certain things like that. When it's growing, you can use certain products. Like there's a product out there called Burnout that
okay.
is, you know, that's non-selective, so it'll, anything you spray it will kill. But you can spray it over something. You can also take a look at a product called Weed Beater FE or Weed Beater Iron. It's got the upper capital F and lowercase E in its title. That one is more selective, but it's meant more for like lawns to be selective. One other thing you can do is when they're growing, you could actually use a torch. They actually sell, they have a product out there that comes with a torch wand with a little propane tank that you can kill weeds with in the lawn. So it just selectively kills that and it doesn't spread. It's very organic because it's not, you know, putting a chemical into the soil. Now, as far as going forward for you, do you put a cover crop during the winter in that veggie garden?
I never have.
I would suggest going forward and, you know, for years to come, putting a cover crop, like a winter rye. What that does is it grows in the winter, stays green all during the winter, and it actually wants to be tilled into the soil. What it does is adds nice organic matter into the soil and adds to the strength of the soil. The reason why I want you to strengthen the soil is the stronger the soil is, the better it is for the plants, but it's not going to be as susceptible to weeds. Now, soil, when they're weak and they have a low pH, low, you know, fertilizers in it, low nutrients, etc., don't do as well. More microbes that are in there, the better off you are for it. One other thing I'd like to see you do to get stronger garden for years to come is, say your tomato plants, you fertilize them all season. You get them going and you make them, you know, you fertilize them all season, you water them, you take care of the garden, and they grow a big root system. Don't pull the plant out at the end of the season.
Okay.
Cut it back to about an inch or two above ground. Leave the root system into the soil, because root systems still work over the winter. Now, by doing this in the garden, leaving these plants, the root system with all those microbes and all those nutrients are still in there and staying. You cover the cover crop, and at the end of the season, you rototill it all in together, so you still have those benefits of what was there prior. Okay? So what you could do is, you know, say it's that, you know, you're leaving the tomato plants. Pull up the tomato plants right before you rototill. Shake off all that soil so you're not, you know, tilling that right into the top. The cover crop, that winter rye, you leave and you till that right into it as well.
Okay.
But by doing a few of these things and adding these microbes to the soil and helping that way, it's really going to be beneficial for your garden long term.
Okay, well, I'll check that out and try it. What about this summer? Can I plant the rye, the winter rye, this summer?
Well, you do it at the end of the season, maybe towards the fall.
Okay.
To do it. Also, any organic matter you can add to the soil would be great. So anything you can do to add to it would be really helpful.
Okay.
All right, Michael, good luck. Hopefully it works out for you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye. Well, that'll wrap up this week's show. We'll be back next Sunday. You can give us a call. In the meantime, go to our website at paulparent.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We'll be back soon. You can also go to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/PaulP Garden Club. Like us on there and look forward to some good things coming in. But as always, enjoy yourself, be good to each other, and plant something. We'll see you next week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.